course. Of course we have.
How are you trying?
Well, I went down to the doctor yesterday. Started asking for a job. You know.
Do you have some medical knowledge?
No, I ain't not a doctor, nothing.
Why don't you go to the hospital? To the
docs.
Oh, I heard doctors.
Docs.
Okay.
Where did you put the 20? That's a very good question, and I haven't touched it.
I haven't touched it. I didn't understand.
You just moved it, though.
It's on the floor.
I broke it into right several there. Ones and hired a stripper while you weren't here.
You could probably put that in your wallet.
By the way, don't go downstairs.
Yeah, dead hooker smell.
Damn it, Andre, you know how hard that is to get out.
Sorry. She just fell apart.
What if we told you about hiring zombie hookers?
Only if I wait for you guys?
No, that was the regular hookers. Keep the zombie hookers at home.
Jessica. Make them stop.
Bowl so I can rinse it out.
As I said, you have a day before we call it.
Please,
you can stay until you start using it. Then we really.
Oh, thank you. So you're so kind. No.
What? We're going to use it soon.
It cannot stay here.
They can stay until we're using it.
But then we don't want them to see what we deal with.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What do you deal with?
Business things.
Highly confidential business transactions.
Oh, right. Oh, I know those kind of business transactions. Yep.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Are you
happened all over East End.
He's talking about illegal action.
We deal in more things than just East End. We deal with all of London.
Actually, you're
all of Europe. He's really.
You're a real.
Like, drugs and you, prostitution.
Drugs?
No. Well, you're a real bigwig then. Take his hat off.
What? You may know me from my tournament, my fencing tournament.
Oh, yeah, you must be.
The guy that wins all the time.
No.
You must be Mr. Whitman!
Oh!
Right?
Damn it!
Yes, that's correct!
This is terrible for you, Ryan!
I got 2 sixes.
That's their luck check. 2 up.
No, what I'll say is, this is terrible for you, Ryan. If this hobo starts talking, you are now officially linked with underworld activities.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they would go with the word of a hobo, though.
Officially, unofficially linked?
Yes.
I don't think the word of a hobo counts as official.
I don't know. It depends on how many people he tells.
Yeah, if you start having all of East End saying that you do illegal activities.
This guy isn't a problem. If he spreads the rumors a lot and it's found to be true, then yeah, you've got issues.
People will start coming to investigate.
Yeah. One hobo's not a problem.
He has a day to get out.
Well, he can stay.
He can go find another building. He could go to the building next door.
Well, it's noise, noise. The roof's missing. The roof's missing.
Nice. There's no
when
roof
it rains.
They get rained on.
It's London, you know. It rains a lot.
Then use the bottom stairs, not the top stairs.
Oh, can we go up? Can we live downstairs then?
No.
Oh.
Out of this building.
I don't think there's room for you to live downstairs anyway.
Oh, no. There's plenty of room.
What? We have a business running.
Well, no. Completely yet.
What? There's people down there working.
Yeah.
Yes, completely.
Well, not completely. You know.
Yes.
There's a couple. Took a nap down there yesterday.
What? We need to hire security guards or something.
No, sir. You don't need to do that. It's safe enough around here.
We're going to hire bouncers.
It's up to you, Ryan. I even attempted to intimidate, and they're not buying it. And they're like...
My character's not meant to intimidate.
By the way, tiny Asian women are terrifying. Only to those who know their power.
It's true. They're not wise enough to know.
No, wait, actually, I'm just gonna say tiny people are terrifying.
The woman I'm most afraid of is a 4'11" Pakistani woman. She will kill me. I don't want to mess with her.
Well,
then you can give me a persuasion roll. I haven't tried the tough approach. Now it's time for the carrot approach.
Oh.
Four. All right, we'll move along.
Thank you.
Thanks, I just hire them.
We don't have the money to hire them.
All right. That was one of the distractions.
I actually kind of wish we could fire someone from our block. So we could have 10 pounds a month.
We just upped our resources. Well,
you don't get any money, though.
Yeah.
This upgrade, you only get a bonus to facilities, not a money upgrade.
Okay. Yay, no more -2 to sleeping.
Or -2 to charisma checks when someone's in your meeting room.
That's actually influence.
It's the first.
It's the first room you have.
Okay. Basically, at its most basic level, a lodge is a room with a table and several chairs around it.
Yeah. Yep.
But now this is also nicer. At -1, you know, you start to get things closer to, or you're only sharing two beds. It's like a hotel room with two singles, as opposed to, you know, like up two or three bunk beds stacked into a room.
All right.
You brought your furniture.
Yeah. Slightly nicer furniture, stuff like that. Well, we'll get that as soon as we make the persuade check, too.
Yes,
as soon as you guys succeed the persuade check.
All right.
So you go ahead and do your research. You guys have scared off the homeless population.
The deadly, deadly transients.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, man, those transients—they throw little robots at you.
Yeah, that's right. Stupid trash monsters. Freaking hate those things.
Me too.
Then you get the really random First Sons conduits. I'm enormous!
You're a lot less dangerous than all the other ones.
Yeah, because the Reapers teleported and in the shockwaves.
Then the other one summoned, you know, you're walking down an alleyway and suddenly, wham! Tons of people! Ah, grenade my feet!
Hey, the other ones are annoying, the ones that turn invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, First Sons get invisible ones?
Yeah. They have another one where they're invisible.
They have two different kinds.
Okay. All I remember is I'm enormous!
Yep.
Megawatt hammer. Megawatt hammer.
Okay. Lightning bolt! Alright.
Okay. What should we... Well, I know exactly what I'm going to research first.
Well, it's up to you right now.
I'm going to research common Ripper weapons. Like Ripper specific weaponry.
Ripper specific weaponry. Very well. Give me a roll. On a success, I'll tell you about one. On a raise, I'll tell you about two.
Okay.
Isn't there only two?
No, there actually are a bit more than that. Mm.
I got a four.
Four. Okay. The one you're probably interested in are the Ripper claws. They were designed specifically to basically be Wolverine. You strap them to your arms. It's a Ripper claws. They were designed by Johan, actually. They're specifically made on a person-by-person basis. You cannot be disarmed. It does a D8, but you have to have a strength of D8. And it also provides +1 parry.
I'm fine with that. Well, I might talk to the quartermaster here soon, then.
Mm-hmm. On average, they are 3 pounds.
Damn.
And they weigh 4 pounds.
And they're not very concealable unless I'm wearing a backpack.
They are not concealable at all. They're not Wolverine where you get to retract them.
If I put them in my backpack, I'm concealing them.
Are they a pair or a single?
It's a single. You get one.
The only thing is you'll have to figure out some way to cork the end, because otherwise it's going to go through the bottom of your backpack. Or you reach in.
And you're just wrapping it up in cloth.
I'm sure for an extra, pound, I can get tiny sheaths for the claws.
I could imagine you just wrapping it in cloth.
But he wants a little thing to make it look
good.
Then he can put it on his hip.
Or he can have a pitchfork sheath and stick it on there.
All right, well, I still have one more research, but first, Ivan and Brian have, or did they spend 4 hours talking to the transients?
What do you two want to do?
I have an appointment.
Do I need to put your feet up?
Foot massage.
I have an appointment with the quartermaster.
Ah, all right. So,
I've sat down in Crunchland. Hmm. You look at my notes.
Quite.
Alright. I have a bomb that should take out the pillar. Unfortunately, it's going to cost about 60 pounds. Because I'm, based on the dimensions in which you've given me, and going into, how do we say, non-traceable means, plus there's my personal fee, 60 pounds, and it will take care of that pillow right quick.
Okay, I would have to find some way to get the funds.
Oh, I understand.
I'm going to have to call me in between us.
I just want to push my lips in between me today.
Yes. Quite. Yeah.
This is really awkward.
Yeah, it is. It actually hurts my jaw.
Why don't you talk like this?
Because this is a lot more unique.
Oh.
Yes.
Quiet.
Yes.
Alright. Ryan, you.
I will practice.
Oh man, your balance is off.
I'm God, sir!
That's it, use your arm as a weapon!
Alright, let's see. So when you get Ripper Tech, do you get like a little jar to keep your original
parts? They keep your original parts just in case. It's kind of creepy. So eventually, like, Ivan, if you actually get the wolf eyes, you're going to see your eyes like floating in a jar of vinegar.
I was thinking more of a souvenir, like your
wisdom teeth, your appendix on a keychain.
They're replacing all the muscles in my arm.
They keep them all nice.
That's weird.
And that's the way it works.
Alright.
So, bam. So if we get a Ripper Lab in our lodge, does that mean our Rippers will start randomly having Ripper Tech?
You have to find a Ripper technician, and you have to be able to hold and keep live Ripper, live creatures. You actually have to capture live creatures. Mm-hmm.
But would our Rippers have Ripper Tech at that point?
As soon as they hit season, they're able to get Ripper Tech. Novices don't want Ripper Tech. By season, they're more than happy to have. I think it's one common Ripper Tech.
It's the PCs who may get to season and go like, ew, no.
Yeah, hold on, let me.
I like my natural body.
Yeah, some of us don't have a D8 strength.
And a D10 vigor?
Yeah.
I like my natural body.
All right.
I have a D6 and a
D6. Ivan, a seasoned can have a single common that they're willing to have. A veteran is able to have either one advanced or two common. And heroic and legendary are rolled up on a case-by-case basis.
So technically, Travis and...
Thidon.
Travis and...
Thidon at the end of this month.
Yes, well...
can have Ripper Tech.
At a loss, so I'm going to talk to the librarian.
Yes.
Look, we're trying to deal with Pumpkin Jack.
Oh, yes. He's been a real pain in our side.
Well, we found a pillar that, you know, has a portal to where he is connected to it. We're going to take that out, but I'm trying to look for a more permanent way to stop him, and I'm kind of at a loss of what to research.
Well, we may not have many resources here. Why don't you try New York? The Yankee might have some knowledge of him.
Well, that certainly seems...
This is London.
I understand.
He's just an American issue.
Well then, I guess we'll take care of the pillar and then I'll see about arranging a trip to New York.
I guess, how do we keep in contact with each other?
What?
Do we got like a bulletin board or need meeting now or?
That's probably what it is at the Ripper Lodge.
Because I need to talk to you guys in character.
About getting the stuff.
Funds to get the explosives and blow the shit out of that pillar.
And now I need to talk to you guys about arranging a trip to America because I really don't want to leave this unfinished.
But I don't think a bulletin board would work that well because she doesn't come to the Ripper Lodge
daily.
We
send her a message.
Message for you, sir!
He's a sir now?
It's just like Dragon Age.
No,
Sarah.
Well, no, or if you're a knight, everyone is a sir, even if you're a girl.
I guess then you're a sir, too.
I think guys are referred to as sir and girls are referred to Sarah.
By the way, apparently the most attractive thing about Varric is his chest hair. A lot of people on the internet.
I think it's because like one comment.
Actually, what
Why
I would say...
He fell off on your chest.
I would say because he's also not gobsmacking stupid, unlike all the other romance options.
Yeah.
Mr. Emo Mick Mopey. Mr. I want to blow up the Chantry, miss. I can play with demons. Ha ha, they're nice. And the town bicycle.
I actually like her after you get to know her, but that's just me.
She's a hooch.
I like her other than she's a hooch.
Have you guys ever tried romancing her, or did you just go off of first perception?
I went off of when I was walking in, she was talking to Anders about getting some STDs removed.
He's like,
he's like, that's not what magic's for. She's like, yes it is, remove them. I was like,
I will point out, that could just be one instance. She could have had sex once and caught those.
All of them.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we can have this conversation later. By the way, I will point out the people you can't romance are the ones I really would like to romance. Abilene and Varric.
I'd go for Varric. Manjaw's okay.
I like Abilene. I like her personality and stuff. It's just
I liked Meryl.
I wonder why. Too, except for the let's play with demons.
I was a mage. I was like, no. Let's go into the Fade. Let's play. You might be a danger in the Fade. Why? How? There's pools of mana lying around. I'm fine.
Wait, where are all the pools of mana this time? They went away.
Oh man. That's one of the things I loved. Number one, they're like, I pulled you into my realm. I'm like.
Okay.
Heck, I thought, why?
I felt the same way as a rogue after a point. He's like,
really? Really? This is the Fade again? Come on.
Backstab! Oh, okay. You're not. You're too hard to backstab. I'm a golem now.
There you go.
Smash!
It's funny being a word and turning on a golem because golem have actual natural bonus to strength. I was a warrior who had a high strength anyway. So
190 strength.
Oops.
Did you want your face?
I'm accidentally sorry. Accidentally killed Alistair. No downside.
All
right.
We'll get back up. They all tend to do. All right. I'll eventually come down.
All right. Yeah. She'll eventually show up. He's here. You're here.
We need 60 pounds.
You've got lots of band-aids on. The crow sitting at the table.
I'd take the crow, put it in the empty lap. We need 60 pounds for the explosives to blow up the pillar. That's what the professor said that we should do is try to destroy the physical object, and then if it's still around,
then
we deal
with
plan
B.
What's plan B?
We'll deal with it when it comes.
Plan B is more fire. Plan A, burn it with fire. That didn't work. Burn it with more fire. Why is it fire working?
No, plan B is hit it with an axe. Or a dragon.
The adventurer's motto is use more fire. That's why Andre's tavern keeps burning down.
But Pyro's plan B is put him underwater.
We're not adventurers. We're rippers.
We may as well be adventurers.
We have a purpose.
So do adventurers.
No, they don't.
Times.
Hi.
Their purpose is
Bob.
To burn the tavern.
I'm the fighter. So we all met in a tavern. Want to go risk our lives together? Yeah, sure, why not? All right.
I'm in it for the money.
well, except, I have a dark and troubled past, and my it will eventually come back to haunt us in the future as I pursue my goal at the expense of others.
One of the things I was always thinking about was like, why is the self-righteous cleric of Paylor here who doesn't condone drinking? Why is he in the bar?
I have 47 pounds that they should contribute to the explosives, unless someone else wants to contribute anything else or buy themselves. We need 60 pounds total.
I'm pretty sure we can split that between us all.
So that'd be 15 pounds each.
There's nothing much.
I don't have that much money right now.
What? What?
I just bought corpse dust. Lots of corpse dust.
Ew.
Corpse dust.
It's specially treated by the Rippers. It heals wounds.
Ew.
You know what? After the amount of times I've been smacked in the face by creatures from beyond my understanding, I'm fine with this.
I suppose I could see that, rubbing it on the wound or some such.
You snuff it.
Ew.
Is it really made out of corpse?
Yes.
You eat it?
No, snuff. Snuff?
Yeah, you put it in your mouth.
No, you breathe it up your nose.
It's not snuffing it, that's huffing it.
Snuff is through the nose.
It's basically crack.
Right here.
You're thinking of chew.
Chew, you chew.
Snuff goes up the nose.
All right, let's talk to the voice
That's
in the sky.
Crack.
Voice in the sky, who's right here?
This is chew. There are several slang terms for using any sort of drug. Snuff is something you can snort. That is, besides its pornographic connotation. You snort it.
Okay. I wouldn't really call snuff pornographic.
Someone gets off on it.
Yeah. Alright, thank you, Voice in the Sky. We'll go back to our argument now.
No problem.
Alright, but yeah, this was expensive, so,
Oh, very well.
I still think it's kind of disgusting that actually they put fiberglass in it.
I can pay for your share.
Okay.
Thank you, lady.
How about this? We'll just treat it as the funds or the back pay you owe me for my bodyguard services. Damn the fact that you're so high above my status that negotiations aren't actually really supposed to be performed.
Yep.
Actually, as Rippers, you're equal.
In Ripper's eyes, yes. In every other context, no.
Outside the Ripper Lodge, she's hired him.
Outside the Ripper Lodge, he's a damn Yankee.
Outside the Lodge, he's my bodyguard. Inside the Lodge, he's the tank, and I'm way back there.
You know? Technically, if we do go to America, the moment you step in, the average person is going to be like, you're what? And I should care why?
Actually, America at this time really fawns over other people's nobles, because they don't have any.
True.
They treat them like visiting celebrities.
Damn it. Alright, since we're done talking about buying a bomb, I think we need to visit America after we finish dealing with the pillar.
We're going to bomb America? That sounds good.
No. Captain Jack is originally from New England. If we visit New York, I was told to visit someone called the Yankee. I assume it's one of the higher-ranking rippers in America. We can talk to Travis next time we see him, probably. He probably
in
a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, we might have to. We probably won't visit before then.
Exactly 2 weeks from today.
Well, I don't know how long he's recovered from the surgery.
We put a telegram then to the Yankee that we want to arrange an appointment with him.
Yes, as soon as we can get his number or figure out where to send the telegram.
You can look that up.
It's a boat ride. It's a long boat ride.
Yes, but if we want to deal with Pumpkin Jack, it's our best source for information. I've been doing research at the Helsing Estate.
You could just teleport.
I've been running around trying to figure out how to get rid of the pillar.
Yeah.
But if there's Rufus over there, they can take care of it.
And the only option you guys have for finding any others are just scanning the city.
Honestly, I'm opposed to walking around the city going, is that magical? No. Is that magical? No.
Is that magical? Yes. What is it? It's a rock. How's it magical? You have to investigate. I poke it, you die.
What? And we're joining new
stupid.
It's a sphere of annihilation.
Okay, can I be Pathfinder this time?
I've been hankering for a D&D game.
Brother's not enough for you?
That's already pre-planned.
Not scratching your itch.
I've already planned it all out.
Oh.
I'm a planner.
That's... I want to play D&D too, just because I got a new book, and I'm like, this looks interesting.
I want to play... Yeah, well...
Alright, we'll see what we can do, but a boat ride is probably going to happen if we want to deal with Pumpkin Jack.
Do we have to deal with him?
Yes, it's kind of part of our job description.
But he's out of our jurisdiction.
Yeah. Right.
For what?
Since we sent the people out to the ball, so we have to send new people out.
In two weeks. I've been keeping track of the day. We'll see what we can do. But we'll probably have to take a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Are airplanes invented yet?
Yes. They don't fly, though.
Oh, trust me. There are plenty of people who are trying.
You know those that video you always see with the plane with, like, 8 wings and all that falling apart? Those exist right now.
It's the 840s that they come up with planes that fly?
They're in World War One.
Yeah. Early 1900s is when they actually get them. By World War One, you actually have the functioning biplanes, and then you have the cross Atlantic flights by that point. Indiana Jones was doing them. I think there's one thing we could do to get across the ocean that doesn't require a boat: a dirigible.
Dirigibles do not go that long distance.
Yes, I know. We could try. It wouldn't work.
Your options are boat or use Pumpkin Jack's own teleporter, and that will almost guarantee you to drop you right in his face,
which we don't want without being prepared.
Just remember last time, we couldn't even hurt him.
Nothing has really changed since then.
The Rippers mention a few things that hurt him. Killing him is the issue. What did hurt him?
Magic items.
Magic. The things that hurt him that they have listed.
I assume they do have a convenient list.
Yes. And it looks like several different handwriting styles. So it looks like lots of people have done this.
Bullets hurt him. Wood hurts him. Fire hurts him. Really cold weather hurts him. He doesn't like cold weather for some reason.
Stuffed animals are annoying to him.
Throws him a fit of rage.
Do not use pandas. What?
I'm a panda. All right. They have listed the following: fire, shotguns, slashing, piercing, bludgeoning, wood, fire.
Fire twice.
Magic. Holy energy. Holy water, fire, high speed collisions.
What did they do? Get a carriage?
Electricity, and stakes,
and fire,
and fire. They list all of those as being effective in hurting him.
Does he have to be magical?
No.
Then why couldn't I hurt him?
That was a ghost.
Yeah.
That wasn't Pumpkin Jack.
That wasn't Pumpkin Jack. That was a projection of him.
Hurting ghosts.
Pumpkin Jack is the physical being. As you guys have seen, he's been able to send his astral form out, which is the scary part, which is the dangerous part. Because that means that he has extended his reach across the Atlantic.
So, we have plenty of things that can hurt him. It's making it so he doesn't get back up. They say that the average respawn time is 10 years. So, worst comes to worst, we put him down for 10 years and then do a lot of research.
It'd be possible to just imprison him.
And by the way, a lot of these handwriting look really old. Does there look to be about a 10-year difference in the age of the handwriting each time?
You are not that good, sir.
Damn it.
You're good, but you're not that good.
No, I'm not even good. I have a D4 investigation.
Imprison him, just have him encased in like cement or something.
Well, that probably wouldn't stop him from projecting his astral form.
No, if